ശങ്കരാചാർട്ടിംഗ് ഊർധ്വമൂലം കാലത സൂക്ഷ്മത്വാത് കാരണത്വാത് നിത്യത്വാത് മഹത്വാച്ച ഊർധ്വം ഉച്യത്തെ ബ്രഹ്മ അവ്യക്തം മായാശക്തിമത് തത് മൂലം അസ്യേതി സോയം സംസാരവൃക്ഷ ഊർധ്വമൂല. സോ ഹി ഈസ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിനിങ് ദ വേർഡ് ഊർധ്വമൂലം ഹിയർ. സോ ഊർധ്വം ആൻഡ് മൂലം, മൂലം മൂലം മീൻസ് തത് മൂലം അസ്യ ഇതി സഹ അയം സംസാരവൃക്ഷ ഊർധ്വമൂല. സോ ദാറ്റ് തത് മൂലം അസ്യ ഇതി മൂലം. So that is the moolam, that is the root of this, therefore it is called as moolam. Saha means that, I am. So asya means what, of what? I am samsara vrikshah. So means this, that Brahman is the moolam of this samsara vriksham. And since this samsara vriksham has moolam as urdhvam, therefore it is called as urdhva moolah. So the word moolam means that tat moolam asya iti, it is the moolam of this, of this world, therefore it is called as moolam. And since it is top, and since it's the moolam, therefore this samsara vriksham is termed as urdhva moolam, having the moolam as top, above. And what is urdhvam? Means Shankara here gives four reasons. So first is kalatah sushmatva, because it is like with respect to time, it is very subtle. So with respect to time, it is very subtle, therefore that is one reason why it is called as moolam. It is top, it is supreme kind of thing, because it is sushmam with respect to time. And urdhvam as well, because it is karanam, karanatvat. So second reason is because it is karanam. Karanam is always top or supreme or higher than the effect, because cause pervades the effect and cause is beyond the effect as well. Means cause stays beyond the effect, therefore it is karanam, karanatvat, therefore it is urdhvam. And nityatva, because it is nityam, then therefore it is higher. And mahatvacha, mahatvat, mahatvat means, here means it is very big, mahat. So here mahat means very big, it's very big. Why it is very big? Yatcha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishya tat sarvam vyapin narayana stitah, because it is all pervasive, therefore it is mahatvam. So urdhva moolam, there urdhvam means it is higher with respect. It has four reasons for urdhvam. One is kalatah sushmatva, because it is subtle with respect to time, karanatva, because it is the cause, nityatva, because it is eternal, and mahatva, because it is very vast or big or huge, therefore it is urdhvam. And uchyate brahma avyaktam maya shaktimat. So that this urdhva moolam, what is the urdhva moolam? The urdhva moolam is uchyate, is termed or called Brahman. Brahman is urdhva moolam here. Because, and what is this Brahman? Avyaktam maya shaktimat. It is avyakta Brahman which has maya as its power. That is what is meant here. It is not nirguna parabrahman, because nirguna parabrahman cannot be the cause. Nirguna parabrahman cannot be big, mahat. Nirguna parabrahman cannot be sushmam with respect to kalam, because nirguna parabrahman doesn't have any qualities. It is beyond all limitations. Whereas here what is mentioned is that Brahman which is the cause, which is avyaktam, which is maya shaktimat, which has maya shakti in it. So that urdhvam is that moolam, because it is the moolam of this samsara vriksham. And that samsara vriksham is termed here as urdhva moolam. Okay. And Shruti also says that urdhva moolo avakshaka esho ashvatta sanatana. This is from Katopanishad, which says that urdhva moolam, that this world is a tree which has urdhva moolam avakshaka, shakas are below, And this Ashwatthama is Sanatanam, that's what Sanatanam. And Shankara also quotes from the Puranam saying, Puranecha, Avyakta Mula Prabhavaha Tasya Eva Anugraho Shritaha. You can go through the meaning if you will have Gambhiranandas, right?
Yeah.
So it is simple. It's an explanation of this tree. That's it. That is what goes in that particular quotation.
Okay.
Ityadi. Thus has been said in Puranam as well. This Puranam is like a kind of, we don't know where from where it is quoted. Tam Urdhva Moolam Samsaram Maya Mayam Vriksham. This Urdhva Moola Samsaram, Urdhva Moola Vriksham is Maya Mayam. It is Maya Mayam because it is not permanent. It only seems to be there, but it is not real. It has seeming existence, but not real existence. Therefore, it is Maya Mayam. And this Vriksham has Adha Shakam. It has Shakas below. It has branches below. Mahat Ahankara Tanmatradeyah Shaka Iva. Asya adaha bhavanti iti soyam adashakaha tam adashakam. So here like adashakam means the shakas are below. What are these shakas? These shakas are like mahat, mahatattva, mahankaram, tanmatra and all those things are like shaka. And those are below. Asya adaha bhavanti. Asya adaha. It is below the Urdhva Moolam. Therefore, it is called as Adha Shakam.
Okay.
Tam Adha Shakam, that Adha Shakas is what is meant here. And like Urdhva Moolam, Adha Shakam. So, this tree has Adha Shakam and Urdhva Moolam. And it is Ashwattam. Ashwattam means what? Na Shvopi Stata Iti Ashwattah. Na Shva means tomorrow. So, na shvopi stata. It will not be there tomorrow, therefore it is called as Ashwattam. Tam kshana pradvamsinam Ashwattam prahu katayanti avyayam samsara mayayaha anadikala pravrittatvat soyam samsara vrikshaha avyayah. So, here he explains the word Ashwattam and avyayah. Ashwattam is two ways. One is Nashvopi Stata, it is not there tomorrow, therefore it is Ashwattam. And Shana Pradvamsinam, it vanishes. It Shanam, within a moment, it Pradvamsam. Dvamsam means destruction. So, Prakarshena Dvamsam, within a second, it will vanish, therefore it is called as Ashwattam.
Okay.
And it is Avyayam. Means like it will vanish momentarily. It will vanish. It's always changing, therefore it will vanish momentarily, therefore it's called Ashwattam. And katayanti avyayam, it is called avyayam by samsara mayayaha anadikala pravrittatvat soyam samsara vrikshaha avyayaha. This samsara vriksham is called avyayaha, immutable, because samsara mayayaha anadikala pravrittatva, because this samsara maya is there from time immemorial. Anadikala pravrittatva, it has been active from time immemorial, therefore it is called as avyayam. Anadyanta dehadi santanashraya hi suprasiddha tam avyayam. Anadi anta dehadi santana ashraya. This tree is like is known as Suprasiddha. It is very famous. It is very famous as the ashrayam or substratum or support for deham from time immemorial.
Okay.
Therefore, it is also called as avyayam. So, avyayam has two derivation here. Ashwattam has two derivation, avyayam has two derivation. One is that this samsara maya is there, is active since time immemorial, and because it is a support for the beginningless bodies of beings, therefore it is called as it is suprasiddham as avyayam. So anadi antam, it is without the deham. It is the support for the deham which is there, which is anadi and anantam, which is which will always be there as long as ignorance is there. So tasya eva samsara vrikshasya idam anyat visheshanam chandamsi yasya parnani. Tasya eva samsara vrikshasya idam anyat visheshanam. Of that samsara vriksham alone, tasya eva samsara vrikshasya idam here anyat visheshanam. Other characteristics or qualities are mentioned. So it was mentioned that the samsara vriksham has urdhvamoolam, adashakam, as well as it is ashvattam and avyayam. Now other visheshanams are given. Chandamsi yasya parnani. Chandamsi chadanat. Okay, I am missing something here. Chadanat rig yajusama lakshanani yasya samsara vrikshasya parnani eva parnani. Like the chandas or the four Vedas. The four Vedas are like leaves because they protect, they uphold or upheld the tree, the growth of the tree. Even as like we can say that a tree is growing if it has proper leaves. If you see spring, the trees will be growing with lot of leaves. And when other seasons come, summer and other things, like it, we can see that the leaves fall. So even as leaves support the tree, similarly this tree of world samsara vriksham is supported in the Chaturvedas. It is supported in the Chaturvedas in two ways. It is supported in the Chaturvedas even as like it shows us Brahman, or the Vedas are the source of Brahman, as well as it is Vaidika karma which sustains action in the world. So that is what he explains next slope, next line. Yata vrikshasya parirakshanarthani parnani tata vedaha samsara vriksha parirakshanarthaha. Even as the leaves protect, cover and help the tree, similarly this samsara vriksham is protected, helped and covered by the Vedas. How? Dharma adharma tad hetu phala pradarshanartatvat. By giving, by making available phalam or fruit in due to dharma and adharma. Dharma adharma or activities of either dharma or adharma tad hetu, and due to that these dharma and adharma phala pradarshanam or giving of phalam happens, and because of this this way samsara vriksham is supported by Vedas. That means samsara vriksham is supported by actions. Actions are either dharmam or adharmam. Dharma and adharma actions are based on Vedas. Therefore, Vedas support this tree of samsara. Yata vyakyatam samsara vriksham sammoolam yaha tam veda sa vedavit. So, yata vyakyatam, as has been explained, this samsara vriksham sammoolam. Vidda moolam yaha tam veda, he who knows that tam veda, that sa vedavit, he is a knower. Vedavit means vedartavit ityartaha, means he knows what is in the Veda, what is in the Veda. So it is not knowing. Shankara here adds that yaha tam veda means, tam here means doesn't mean just the tree, but sam moolam means vidda moolam, that means knowledge of jagan mitya as by knowing the world, as well as Brahma Satyam also should be known through knowing the Moolam. So he is a Vedartavet. Nahi samulat samsara vrikshad asmat nyeyah anyah anumatre matro api avashishtah asti ityattah sarvajnyah. Nahi samulat samsara vrikshad asmat. So other than this vriksham, this samsara vriksham along with moolam, nyeyaha anyaha, anyaha nyeyaha, there is nothing other, nothing to be known. Samulat samsara vrikshat asmat, other than this samsara vriksham with the samulam, anumatropi avashishtaha, not even little to be known remains, asti remains ityataha, therefore it is that person becomes sarvajnaha. sarvajnaha sarva vedartha vid iti. He knows everything. Iti samsara samula samsara vriksha jnanam stauti. Thus, the Lord praises. The Lord praises or stuti. He does the stuti of knowledge of samsara vriksham along with the moolam.
Okay.
Is it clear? Translation and other things?
Yeah.